This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As I've mentioned, I received seeds from All America Selections. I looked at one packet with no clue what the heck it was. Tropaeolum minus, with a cultivar called Baby Rose. I had to look it up. It's a nasturtium. A 2019 AAS winner, Baby Rose is a petite flowered mounding variety on compact plants, making it ideal for containers and small space gardens. It also means that the flowers don't flop. The rose color is uncommon in nasturtiums and contrasts beautifully with the dark green foliage. And bonus, both the leaves and flowers of nasturtium are edible. I put them in salads for their peppery taste. As a side note, the last nasturtium AAS winner was back in the 1930s. I can't wait to test this one out. And now for something completely different, a vegetable I've never thought to plant, okra. I've never deliberately eaten it, although inadvertently I believe I had it in gumbo in New Orleans several decades ago. So I went Googling. There are plenty of ways to eat okra. Most of the cultivars are green. The seeds I've received from AAS are for a red variety called Candlefire. They say it received high marks from the judges for productivity, taste, texture, and tenderness, as well as the ornamental value of red pods on red stems. One judge said Candlefire okra was quite maintenance-free to grow, except for the frequent harvesting. It thrives in the heat and is disease-resistant even in hot, humid climates like the South, where it's perfect for traditional fried okra. The aged fruit can be used in bouquets, and the seed can be used as coffee without the caffeine. Check out GardenBite.com for much more information. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.